big wall, the Gatsa let us go, then even if the wall itself never reaches Gatsa let us go, it's still going to be a Bliya. Well, I want to give you one. That was 15 years ago, and I didn't see anything written about it. In the interim, I've seen three things written about it. Kibari HaShulchan, for a five of cones, a big cup of chokhan, he's mach, from the child. In his tefer, there is belief. I guess it could come true. Wall, the Gatsa let us go, then even if the wall itself never reaches Gatsa let us go, it's still going to be a belief. Well, I want to give you one. That was 15 years ago, and I didn't see anything written about it. In the interim, I've seen three things written about it. Kibari HaShulchan, for a five of cones, a big cup of chokhan, he's mach, from the child. In his tefer, there is belief. I guess it could come true. In the Sefer called Kashrus, the Laws of Kashrus, that just came out this year, Rabbi Forrest from Prague, also big time Chacham, he's also not. In Mesorah, Ches, which is the most recent issue which came out last year, so Rav Schechter talks about this issue, and he thinks it's mutter. On the ground that, what's this whole idea of Bliya? Bliya has to do with Bishul. That is, as you see, the Farish in the Tyson, the Bliya and Bishul are related. And Bishul means it has to be hot all over. We discussed that just yesterday. Both things have to be hot. His assumption was that he was talking about their interesting case of Kasher. They had some kind of corn chips, and the corn chips were thrown on some kind of conveyor belt. There's a whole very interesting shot in the most recent one about various Kasher questions. So he said, even if the corn chips themselves are very hot, you have to let us know, because the whole area is open. So the conveyor belt will never reach out to let us know. He thinks they don't require any kasher. But that, not only that the food that the touch of the thing should be out to let us, instead of the kli, whatever it may be called, has to also ask. What's his raya? Since it's Bishul, believes they are from Bishul. And Bishul means it's everything is mixed in. So if both things are not both out to let us, there cannot be any bliya. That's what he suggested. Of course, there are those posts who will say, I think that's exactly where the problem is. There are posts who maintain that even though there's no Bishul, we're still machmel lechatchila for Bliya. Some say even b'diavad, b'sheni, they say it's boleim, not b'vashul. But even though we hold the ikur, they're not that way, some discuss when it comes to what we call irui shenifstak achilua. That means that there's a drippage and it's severed from the source before it hits the bottom. And there's some posts of lechatchila which require some kind of a kashering, even though it's certainly not going to be the Vashal, that kind of a case. But maybe that's Enochinami, that's exactly the Shiloh. From Iker Adin, we would say that's not a problem. But Mechumra, so it would be a problem. So that would be a question of how far do you go in terms of the microwaves. Should we say that we can use it for flesh and some milchix? Because after all, it's only a Chumra, and the Chumra is only said by Yisurim, it wasn't said by Yisbosabacholim. It's only after all, what chances is going to come down again? Even if the top is trafe, so what? Star after the other sheet of the what you call the Rosh Hashulch, and the Rosh Hashulch, etc. So that's why many people use the same microwave for milk and fresh. What I tell people is, just follow your owner's manual. The manual says, cover all your food. With a paper plate, or whatever, even over here, but someone wants to cover it, it's not going to be that much steam coming up. That's what I tell people to do, cover. In my house, I tell the kids to cover it. Now, do they cover it? I want to comment.
What do you
accomplish
by covering it if the steam
just
comes outside?
It reduces the amount of steam coming up. And therefore, presumably, won't be out to let us on top. Yeah?
So if you go
away, we call it double wrap.
Yes,
double wrap, it's saran wrap.
Well, that's
the
why we have to do that.
Because you never know, because maybe there's something went on top. Maybe also, the bottom could be filthy. That's another question. You have to be very careful to clean it. Yeah.
That's Balea.
It could be Balea. Yes, Balea. So if someone puts food, some goy, going to put his top of three hands for a snack on the bottom. Yeah, you know what happened before. You don't know. You got to take a separate bottom, whatever it may be, a plate which won't go through, either be a plastic or a very hard cardboard, you know, one of those pieces. You know. And you got to cover it with a double wrap. In my microwave, happens to be made from glass. The bottom of the tray is made from glass. A glass, the whole shot of the glass, not the layer. The Ramah says glass is bolea. The machlok basachronim is a bolea only for what? Zimach only for what? For Pesach, the kol shehu, or zimach me for any bliya chama, as opposed to it's cooler by cold in your day. So machlok, so again, it's a tzirufim over here. We don't switch. We have only one glass. But try to keep it clean. So the machlok is more kal and it's more common. It's more chance of zayah. Yeah. Regular oven? You don't discuss that over there. The walls are very, 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 very hot. True. But still, we have to go back to what we discussed earlier. Does the zayah come down? Not everything that goes up has to come down. This is not Newton's world. This is a world where things have to get absorbed in the walls. Hey, what tray? We'll come to the grill soon.
What happens
to you? No problem. So you have a tray problem, big deal.
It's not a problem.
No? Doesn't come down, it's no big deal. So it's Basel Bacholov on top. Hi, Basel Bacholov. Every day we wave to the Basel Bacholov on the top of the oven. How you doing?
Okay.
Like I wave to the tray for store. I pass by. What's the difference? Doesn't do with me. Doesn't come down. Why? I mean, well, my problem is the patience, I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you. In my own house, despite all these coolers, and I know all these, and there may be more than I know many coolers, when it comes to Pesach, we use something which is called an insert. We don't have a subscreen. Our kitchen's so small, I think the subscreen would fill up the whole kitchen. And the insert does cost, because now it costs the original money which we bought it 20 years ago, but it does cut down a little bit on the size of the oven. You know, Pesach's also hectic, you know. But Pesach's mashu, you know. Mashu. So we're machmer Pesach in my house. But those, that's just for me. I'm machmer. People ask me what to do. I'm looking at it. I tell my, meeker it in, you can just kasher it to the highest. That's what I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. He told me with pair. I heard it from him. I even once printed it in one of the SOY things years ago. But you can just put it to the highest temperature. Dayan. That was mashu. I was afraid. Basa b'chol, even if what happens, let's say I'm wrong, and a drop of zeh will fall in. Fata b'shishim, big deal. But if a drop of chometz will fall in, there, the end. Yeah?
The microwave exhausted.
No.
Why?
Put away a microwave for Pesach. Mashu.
Are you
The Moshe is machmer, not the kasha plastic for Pesach. We don't know what it is exactly for a mashu. Mashu. What? I wouldn't recommend going for that. That's not a good idea. Yeah, we'll come to it. So because of that, that's how you use an insert. An insert's equivalent to blow torch. It's a separate box. Yes.
Because
it cools down in between. It takes a minute. The microphone takes 1 second to cool down.
And if there's no plate on top, and you put water in
it. Cash it out with water. Okay, well, we don't need
water.
Why water kasher? Because as Daniel said, water gets the steam up high. You leave the water in for a long time. It gets a lot of steam and it kashers the microwave. Right? And we have a minute that we're going to rub, not the kasher from flesh and similar. So I don't recommend that either. So I do without kasher. How's that? Yeah?
First of all, in reference to kasher, there are many who will say you could kasher.
About it. Those who say you can't kasher all year long. We'll say you can cash even Pesach, but I'm much of a centrist. Oil along, yes, and Pesach, no.
And also, the minute
you quoted
the
body of
the
rock, that's actually give a look over here.
What about paper towel from the microwave?
Yeah, I think so.
Even though it's
the
wet,
it's enough, it just keeps some of the steam down. It's like, you know, you put a little bit of interference in the way. It keeps the...
No, it's the power
of the steam from hitting the steam.
Nothing with that. You couldn't
go flashing
on that spot.
You're talking about a higher food on the bottom of the food.
The part of the upper was below.
I asked you a question. The top or the bottom?
The bottom is no good.
You need something more serious than that.
Paper's no good.
That's right.
Okay, so that's
what it is. You're going on top. You switch to the bottom. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's say a regular plate.
It depends. We'll see. Could you be patient? I want to get to all this. Just give me a chance. We'll discuss it. Give me a chance. I'll get to it. Lean at it. Vihine. Back to page Pehe. V'tanurim shalonu l'chorei lo mahani achom achi gavoh b'libu k'lim mitamacher. Dehesek o mibachutz. Awa sugi in psachim. We just learned it. The fire's on the outside. K'loma shekarki satana minutzeis beta esh levena tana. K'lim b'gavoh psachim daflana mebeis. Shukhanar of sefal mavur. Lo mahani. Gval. Haka the kasha of the oven with putting the highest temperatures. Kesek o mibachutz. Against the beferish of mechab. Never thought of that kasha, did you know? Underneath the floor of the oven. I'm not talking about electrical, I'm talking about a regular classical gas oven. Classical, I'm talking about. The Mogen HaElef. Here we go, we haven't mentioned him all year long. Anybody in the Makor Chaim, the Mogen HaElef? All year long, we haven't mentioned him. Here he is. Because of the rock, the Klicheres, and Moel has taken. Agamos Klicheres. Ava B'Kli Matis, Shapir Mahani, Afil Hesekim B'Chutz. Why? Kevin she seeketh on him b'chutz. Uchiderech kashmisho, kachach shero. And Hagolos Kelen says that the Alter Rebbe says so, Avnei Nezer says so, against the Prima Gordon. Ulefizeh, betanur shalani hosu b'matechet, shapir mahani and tekevim b'chutz. The Libun. It's only cheret, because you see the cheret is so thick. So it's what do you call it? Cheret is an insulator. Metal is a what? With my mother in it. You walked out on it. What's it called metal? Metal is a conductor. Conductor. So it'll go right through. Hey, Nemes. The head to...
The
wall. The wall. Maybe, right? Good svar. Maybe. Hey, Nemes. The hashtag me bachutz la mahani becheres af bitano shedarko lishtamish pekach ukeshukhanor of sevbeis v'kosha my time will low name a kibola kach polto hit my akash against me a right to the prima got him from al gamar befurish hashtag because it doesn't work wash in the work kibola kach polto isn't that a great kasha let it work as kibola kach polto l'data minchas yitzcha page peva hanal Yesh mokum lomar, the cheres shemegit bifnei achom, eno magia l'shiras livin kal, bifnim, shemasika b'bechut. Ashegit b'mateches, shemavir achom, v'akol mitzlaveng, ukemo shekasavdi, kazav avnei nezer. So then, okay, the reaches livin kal. Ochem lema shekasavdi, liyel, v'yesh ladim midvar v'zeh. V'yesh lomad ule ein tzorach afil l'shir livin kal, that's what I thought, tzorach hi in Washington work. Here's my third metzias, 4a. Ulay Shloma, the Kevin da Cheres Megin Bifnei Achom, Shabome Ha'esh Mibachutz, Yesh Yoser Chom, Kishesh Machal Hamischame Mibifnim, Fenogea Bedofan Apnimi. In other words, if the source is outside, then if you have food on the inside, it's keeping the heat in under the wall, as opposed to when it's open on the inside. Then whatever heat source on the outside will dissipate more quickly. Mashenget b'sekev b'mifnim, u'b'matechas shedom l'sekev b'mifnim, u'kav d'nezer hanal, so therefore it would work. So I'm suggesting that it would work through Kabbalah Kapoto in a metal conductor surface, as opposed to a cheres insulator surface. Mother. Ba'dayin yesh lodun, the Baharbe me atanurim shalanu, yesh tzipui dak mi porcelain. You know that. There's a slight little, they paint it with porcelain on the inside. Shedino kecheret derov apotkin. Veshuv yesh lom ad lo yoel hasekev yimachut. It's gewalt. So how does it work again? We're back in trouble. Ach nire shekeven shetzipui hu dak ma'oz. Very thin. Ein o megen b'fnei achol. V'doch man apnimi mischanem ma'oz. We see how hard it gets on the inside. Veshapir havi kalibin chomim al kabbalah kapoto. The same as kalim behavior da ketshuva. To the chule alma havi al kolponim kalibin kal the masmi b'chutz. Even if the second b'chutz doesn't work, as we see in our sugya, but at the very least, it's a libun kal. So what? So who gives libun kal? But after mina betanu shalonu kamoshi yisbor. Dihine. Betanu shalonu ein ha'isur shavstein. Oh, Achamet, no gea, but no fanatana. I told you before. It doesn't touch the walls of the oven. Rak nivla b'dofen atanayidei zdeya. Oh, I they need stotzel, spritz. Shom mashkim shenotnum only tozim me'akveru. That overflow or spray higher. Uvetshuvas maimenis anav. Mucha. Zeh snip nosaf lahokel. V'lismoch aliva de kebolo kapolto. The chaynir b'mishter brewer. Tav samach alav gimel. The chomet anivla b'gago v'kirosav shalatana. Not on the face, but in the ceiling and in the walls. Nifla ade libun ashal heves shemasikin os halevas v'matzis. Afa pisha b'shulchanor, sifal matzif gecholam apnei kol karki iso. What's pshat? The answer is, they only went into Zeg, without libun ka. He said, v'chein kosav agos kemashim av gron av henkin, shkach nogu be'Europa, Europe, v'lechor atan aposkum an alhu, v'kshol bol arak ade there, the die b'libun ka. It seems to me you can kasher kibbolah kapoto for a variety of reasons. One, many rishonim say kibbolah kapoto is good enough. Two, at the very least, as we said before, liban kah. And even though it's a second b'chutz, it's still going to be at least a liban kah, as the Dakat Shuvah says. And liban kah should suffice not only for a pummel sticker of it, we have even tzarf and shittas of hetera bola, but even if it's treif. Is it all that came in with Zeya, with Nitzotos, and then it goes out with Ibn Kal? So Allah, Allah, nice, in my opinion, you can kasher an oven by cleaning it out very well and putting it up to the highest temperature. However, it seems to me that any surface which may have touched the food directly, we should try to do a Ibn Khamer if we can. Therefore, I tell people, when they kasher out their oven, they move it to a new apartment, whatever may have touched the food is, generally speaking, removable. There were two things we can remove one another. The grates, which some idiot may have put food on directly. Who knows? I mean, anything can happen in this world. And the floor. Often, very often, the floor of the oven is removable. Because the gas is there and there's a broad underneath that section. But I tell people to do if they can. If they can, the chatchila. Take the grates and the floor and put it into a soft cleaning oven. Okay. The case may be. Now if we'll get to 700 degrees, actually get to 900 degrees, which is more than 700 Rav Moshe want to leave with Chava. The Chatchila. But me carry the down even out, I don't think that's required. What? The great mikra din is no problem because it doesn't touch the food. But you may still right. We use the one set of grace of Basil. We don't do both. Mikra din. Yes. No? Really? Well, maybe you can't do it. I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you one funny story. We once had a knife many years ago, and this knife became trash, and it was a point which I thought required leaving. So I thought was leaving. They gave it to my friend to put it in the self cleaning up. Well, it came out with a blade and sawdust. Apparently, the handle was made from I don't know what. It incinerated, complete sawdust. So yes, it can destroy many things. I can say that for a fact. Yeah, whatever it is, I only have one experience I have with my law of my. Yeah. The sub post, my clothes.
So,
would they also stay with the cloud? That's the next part, Ishtar. Sorry. Okay? Now. What? Two people at once, yes, no? I said it's so thin, it doesn't prevent the heat, the walls from becoming red hot, the same with the wood, even without it. A. B. Even if it's cheres, I think the Derek Chuba says, at the libun mibachutz, hence the chutz is considered a libun kav. Kavacholah, which is a tiny little bit of a. You sort of speak of that flower in the bay, that you can cash a cheres sometimes with libun. Kivshonot, hesn't bifnim. The other night you're afraid, you're going to ruin it. The machayas of it. Obviously, not a chayas put on the oven to the highest temperature. You do it all the time. Our ovens, we're not afraid to put the oven to the highest temperature. That's a fact. No one's afraid to put the oven up to the highest temperature. Because otherwise, we're afraid that they're going to be chayes. We'll see that probably tomorrow, the rate we're going. But I gave you a reason for that, then. The reason is because you're afraid. You're not afraid. That's the tzvara, the pashas. Yes, the question. Vaita. For ayin shem be'ikwas Moshe. Bottom of page pevo. Do you have a copy? I have a copy.
I should. Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait, here it is. Come on, here. Ayin Hashem, bottom of page, Peva. Ayin Hashem, Peva, Smarsha, the Yesh Lahokel, Bizdeas, Ochlin, Ukai Piskei Tshuva, Sham, Im Lo Yadua, Shezia. Rav Moshe says, if you have steam from solids, we can assume that there's no significant steam. Ubevabe Hezia, if you know for a fact that it's sent off steam, Hechmir, to Lota Piskei Tshuva, the Prima Donna's Mistapik. There's a question, Halacha Lemaaseh. Steam from solid. So Rav Moshe is willing to concede that it's likely that there's not going to be any steam. But if there is steam, does it make a difference? Then maybe we should say, no. Steam from solid is not so significant, not significant enough to make something trade. Because the second among our rocks is called Lana, it's because of Lashon HaTur, but in Kisui Shel Barzel, Sha'ala Harora Ayin Le'el, it's not Lashon, it's the top of page Pezan. Yes, Amru. Sha'afilu Hagola Ein Tzorah. Kevin she'eno osmi ala l'chasos ve'ena charora no gazbo v'nir elisha tzorach libun. Why? Two reasons. Ki v'rov pa'omim no gazbo, it touches the top. Reason two. V'yod shu mezia mehevo la charora she'tachra apitam she'ni kotha d'zeyas oklin oser v'tzorach libun. Oh, the pharish of tam she'ni in the what? In the Mogan Avraham, but it's awesome. Achish Lomar, the Tom Shani, Borak, La Fuki, Mehayesh Omrim, the Sviruluhu, that we just so quoted on the top line of this page. The Ain Sarach Afagola. The Ain Agola, that for that reason it's wrong. Ula Olam Daiba Agola. Obel even called the Mahanika Agola, became a Shinib the Rak Ayaday Zeya. The Chain Mistabir. So number one, Leben Kal should still work. Ubel Avachi, Kotzava Basin Air. The rock the kisui samuch v'dabuk mamash lacharora. The ancient liyam is there. So close, an inch away. He's a lenitz b'tanur of Shlomo. Ours is a foot away. U'efrat shemesh the brewer pay hay because the rock kamarishin shall the Torah long on Avraham. U'chanira make a legamer b'zeh atom. Nafkanina tuva l'basa v'chol of yovesh b'tanur echa v'zeh achazeh. V'lamash kasafti nira the mutter af in the vada yeshreya. According to what I suggested. Because zeh atom is nothing. That's why in my house we only are machmir to cover milchix if it's liquid. If it's liquid, we assume there is zeya. If it's solid, we assume there is no zeya. So we don't cover it. My kids take pizza, and all the time they take this pizza business. They take pizza and they put on a piece of tin foil. You know, and it comes to me once in Shabbos. It's a new halakha about pizza. I never heard of this halakha. I grew up with it. Without it, it's a new din. Shulchan Aruch HaChadosh. Have that pizza Monte Shabbos. They put it in the oven. This 12-year-old kid put it on an oven now, an Ayah Meister. And puts the pizza in the oven, and they put it on the tinfoil, and goes up to the top. We worry about it. I use it for flesh. It's just yesterday to cook the chicken. No. But since the pizza is a solid, so we assume that there's no zeh in the regular oven. I don't know, but it's very too small. I don't know if that close, maybe like very close quarters, like the base mayor said. I don't know about close quarters. Halacha l'maisa. You should cover your liquid milchix in the oven. You push for immersion. But you very rarely have liquid milchix in the oven. So I think my wife told me in all our years of marriage, she should cover three things. Up to three. Three things that she covered, I think. Once she had a cheesecake, which started off as liquid. And once she had a casserole, once she had a lasagna, I don't know what she does.
It has to be liquid.
When I mean liquid, I don't mean a cake batter. That's not liquid. I mean something which is as liquidy as water, has a tremendous like gravy, has a lot of steam coming out of it.
What if you're making like lasagna with noodles? Oh, depends. Sauce and cheese all mixed together, and sauce becomes melting, and that's liquid.
If the sauce is very liquidy, like water is, basically, more or less, then you should try to cover it.
Water has to be able to...
Watery.
You mean that? Sauces will be steamed, but they won't...
Not enough steam. That's not enough steam. Plus, there's only a small amount. You don't cook steam. You cook lasagna. A little... You don't cook sauce. A small amount of sauce is going to make it there to go on the top. It's unlikely. Yeah?
I'm not sure.
Exactly. We put a.
I'm just curious. This theory, did we have a
It's a great idea. Wonderful idea to have two racks. Well, I agree with you 100%. Well, what happens if I got two racks? They'd be both possible color for them. That's all that would happen. I mean, we're still with the rack and up over there, one from the other, that's all finished. Thank God, I've never seen any of my kids put something straight on the rack. Oh, boy. Even in my house, which is not the cleanest house when my kids got involved in the kitchen, I have never seen them put anything directly on the rack. I've never seen it in my house. I repeat, I've never seen it. I'll tell you my house. I can't speak for your house. Speak for my house. I've never seen it. Okay. Rabosa. Boom. All right. Rabosa, we have a few minutes left. I want to discuss, please. I want us to toast the Aflam and Vex. We don't need Gemara. We haven't done the word Gemara yet today. It's a critical, critical toast. How come we read the Gemara? Where do we have to do the Gemara? Aflam and Vex. How far did we get? El Chassar, no? Edi, Ve'edi, Brosa, Ve'kli, Rishna, that's how we got? Now what does it mean by roasting, Rabosa? It's critical. What does roasting mean? You saw the Ramah Kama stuff in the base, you didn't get to it yet. Big machlokas. Most poskim assume that roasting means boiling. Boiling means 212 degrees with pashas. The Gra says no. Roasting is Yatzal Edesbah. That's all. Except, and if the Gra is mashma, if it went in at 212, it comes out at 160. Garplia. Yes? Maybe. The gesture sheet exists. Okay. Pashtus is Kibbolah Kakpolta. Whatever temperature went in at, that's when it goes out. Why does Halacha require roasting? 212? Because we don't know how hot it went in. You don't know. You sell it a thermometer, not Kamina. If you're in a factory, and the fact that they have a thermometer and the exact temperature scale they know because of their Board of Health, exactly how hot the food gets, and it gets no hotter than 180, so you can kasha 180 for a moisture rate in a chum. Yes, I'm sorry. No, some say 120, some say 150, some say 170. We don't know exactly what it means. That's the problem. We don't know what it means. Anyway, yeah. Rabosa. Omar Avuna Baradi Rabbi Yeshua ate Poro Magilo Barosu the Bikli Rishon. Kostova, the famous line, Kibola Katkot. Bormen Emi Hamema. Hani Mani the Kunya. Malish Tamushe Bu Pipiska. Can you use the Mani the Kunya on paper? What's Mani the Kunya mean? Rashi says, Shalcheresu Tuach Ba'avar. It's earthenware, which is lined with metal, lead perhaps. So Rashi lets me try. Look inside, please. Yeruka lo tibarla, the Vare Asiri. Why? Because it's considered some kind of a keres, it's bolea. Ki tibarla uchmi v'chivri, man. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know. Gemara says, I didn't say that. I don't know. Says the Gemara's father. Fehechi v'snikat tufni v'koyim lo tibarla the Vare Asiri. Ki tibarla the Shia, it's smooth. Says the Gemara, my Amalei Hazinu de Medaisen. What does Medaisen mean? Rashi says, Poltin, Hamashkin, Midochon Achitzon, goes right through and through. The old days, the earthenware actually could see things leak from straight through. The cave of the Medaisen says, Rashi, Vale Bali, the whole of Bali, Shuven, Poltin, Shatora, Edoch, the Cheres, Shekem, and Shabola, and the Yotvin, the Dophil, the Olam, Shabikli, Eighth, the Matras, Kosov, the Chayishate, Taviru, Bae, Shumurak, Mashota. Out of the cheres yishave, I can't come out. As the Gemara puts it, I'm a bali v'asir v'atarlos. I hate the cheres and he also doesn't yell. Fine, says Tosfos. The Yitomar, tapek lei, the chazina lul the medaisi. Vaino achar agola, the lishnei agola achshar ken am medaisi. What does that mean? Everything's medaisi before, and after agola tavanas. You see, it doesn't come. You only need the Torah for. You see a chiddush of Tosfos. If you see with your own two eyes. you don't need the aid of the Torah. I wouldn't say that in some places today. But that's Tosafot. You see with your own two eyes that the tarpus comes out, you don't need the Torah's aidus. The Eshlomar, the Ola, Mari, Koda, Magolam. Moshe Pirish, Moshe Pirish, Moshe Pirish, the Medayas Yibachutz, the Kehle, the Medayas Yibachutz, Bali Tfei. It is very porous. There is very porous and absorbs a lot. The Toma, for the Yotzim, it be the Dofer, they keep Shonos. The Bezvok, in Paragam, Chavis, Parach, the Lehavim, the keep Shonos. But my Kederes, the Mikdash, Yishaveru, Umeshalim. Fishayin, the keep Shonos, we wish alive. This is the zoning laws. They'll make a lot of smoke. They didn't allow us in Yishalim. Hoyesh Kivshonos, Tel Aviv, or New York, Shari Bechazar, the Kivshonos. So what do you mean? What do you mean, Torah Hedi Yehida? What do you mean? Fechen Liel Omar, Kedera Lo Dilma Chayas Allah. Halav Hachi, who wouldn't be afraid of Chayas Allah? Shari Kedera Spehetskin Bifnin. Fechen Ami Malia Gur Meshapri Dab. What do you mean a Torah Hedi? You have three separate examples where you can Kasha Cheres. What do you mean a Torah Hedi? So Meir, you can Kasha. Torah Hedi Tam. Now, whoever can figure this out gets a prize. Torah Hedi Tam. The Zerlo Khoshiv Yose Mide Dofio. The Kavan Sheiko Nasak Kavan Sheiko Nasak Kli Khodosh. She came Derek Kli Kheret Shaosin also knows also but Kivshan Lahasiko. The problem? What is Rabbi Natan talking about? He says, the way we read it, Pashtas, Liola Ami can never get a Bliya. Never. So why the Mutter? Comes by a new name. This reminds me of someone who's trying to avoid his creditors. He just changes his name because he doesn't owe the money. Shem Chodesh, Shini Hashem. Part of the Chodesh is Volokah. Do you mean to tell me that if I change the name, I used to call this thing a pot. Now I'll call it a pan. So now you say it's okay, no problem, I change his name. What in the world is a top talk? What's he saying? That's it.
He couldn't possibly be saying that we didn't ever come out. Thought if you, when you heat it by bringing it back to the oven, it comes to such a temperature that whatever is in there becomes destroyed. And someone
called Tom with that oak up. But that level of incineration destroyed
the thing inside
of
it.
So
typically, there's a new clean. Even though
glee
is still inside.
What does that mean? It just gets destroyed.
You
said it's contradicting yourself.
It
says destroyed and then it
just
said
it's inside. It gets mixed up, like I'm right. It gets burnt to the point where it's no longer. Like I said, original oil up.
Dave has a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. It's mamash kufalgu. You mamash mechavim to the ra'ah. The ra'ah says so beferish. Beferish. And Tosin Zvachim, I asked you to look at it. Tosin Zvachim Tzadivav. After they call out those, they have a few extra lines. Could be the whole same thing. I don't know. I gave you an oral addition to the amount of comes. Tzadivav and Al. Anyway, if you don't want to look there, look at the Tosin Shan. You tell us Rosh Hashanah now that it's exactly the same. Hold up. You look at the Hosef. You can never get it out. You can never pull it out. Ain't no yotzei there are. You can't draw it out. It means you can't draw it out in Hagolah. The word Hagolah means to spit out. You can never get the klicheres and spit all the bleeder out. Never. I didn't say that word. You can never get it to spit all the bleed out. But you know what you can do? You can burn it up. You can't pull it out, but you can burn it up. Now how do you like that for a Kiddush? The Ra'ah. As he says, Pshat, Givaldik. All the sources, such closest quotes, that you can have Kashi, Rekli Cheres, is by Libun. Since the Ra'ah Libun is fundamentally different from Hagolah. Hagolah pulls things out. Liban burns them up. We discussed it before with the Nitzot of Nitzim, with the Kabbalah, with the Kabbalah Kapolta, with the Chamak Sos Vacham Kula. That's the famous Torah of the Ra'ah and Berek Abayis, which the Torah of Shans and the Torah of Zohar seem to say the same thing. Is that what Rabbeinu Tam meant? That's what some suggest. Some say no.
How would you say
no? No, not necessarily.
Don't think this Kabbalah Kapolta is never going to be Kabbalah. It's never going to be polluted, but even so, Liban can work. Doesn't work on the principle of
the yeah, but I have a riot against you from Rashi, because Rashi says Beferish, the Liban is Sorek.
Right.
And Rashi says expression, Kabbalah Kan Falta by Liban.
No, that's fine. Rashi can hold it Sorek, and it still works Kabbalah Kan Falta, but the Ra'ah is saying the first, that it, even though it's not in Polite, you can both of those not working, it does work. It even works anyway.
Oh. Scheres is an exception. I'm talking about Tzimat, I'm talking about Scheres. Scheres is the exception.
But isn't that Mara on Hebrew that
is... No, absolutely not. For Araya, for the role of Poskin, Scheres can never cash with anything. Whereas Bentley can cash with Kabbalah Kachol. You can't compare the two automatically. Scheres is a separate thing.
But you said Hebrew is not working because of Kabbalah Kachol. If it did, then it wouldn't work. Never be totally things like the character. Rather, Liban has a whole new thing which is not related to the ball of Hakolta. Seems to be saying like the...
Not necessarily. Maybe you're right. Not necessarily. Weiter. For a bit of time, I don't know what he means. I don't think he means what the Ra'ah said. If he did, then what's he pilfered? To say it. I don't know. I don't know what he means. I'm not sure. Weiter. V'yitoma. If anyone knows what he means, please call me up at home tonight. I mean, what does he mean? I don't know. I don't know what he means. So let me know in the morning. He means like the Ra'ah? Could be. If you look carefully in the Tosfos Zohar, the Tosfos says, I get the impression that Rav Natan said this, and then they said that, and I don't think they meant, I wasn't sure. Maybe they meant they were redefining the Rav Natan, in which case you're right. But I want you to look. Look at the Tosfos Zohar and or the Tosfos Chantzi. They say basically the same thing. They quote this Vort, then they quote what I think is the Ra'ah, and I'm not sure if they mean it the same way, they mean two different sheets. I can't tell definitively. Please let me know what you think. V'yim Toma. Hey, if you might see Rav, just to be sure, still the Xeris HaKosovo. I feel a claw about Vira Tanavoy, Yosem Rav Avar, Chama, E, Kofed, Rachmona, Bishop, Olo, Balua, Olo. Stop the Xeris HaKosovo. What is the proof of the idea of Yishove? Say, Shloma, the Lachli, Nefoshes, Moel, Shtif, America. I feel a Bishop, Balua. In came Mash, Hikmit, the Tlicheres, and Bishop, Olo, Balua. I know. Fisha, Asa, Kibishal, Kabalua. Obviously, the fact that the Torah demanded to be broken means there's a greater deal of belief. Lura, Ben, Tamesh, Lakshas. Tanar, Shit, Nitma. Amai polkin the shlosh, you have to break it. Came in the choshev ki acher levin lehetzek v'sula. You hear the word. Burn it out. Put the tat to the highest temperature and that'll be a whole new thing. What he calls, I'm sorry, his expression, ponim chadoshes. Everyone going to shever brachas tonight? Ponim chadoshes. So you just put it to the highest at the end. V'nira l'rashbo. The mairi v'davka v'kadeira. She'ein darka lahasik. You usually don't put a pot into a kiln. So then, she'marzir and also the kibshonos, with the way the kiln was, which was originally made, oz, ponim chadoshos bo l'kar. Avol tanur, kol shav v'shav asik v'mifnim. V'laponim chadoshos, dami, v'tzorich shvira. And you have to break it. This idea of ponim chadoshos, according to Rav Natan, only works by kederis, not by tanurim. Question. And it's the $64,000 question. Did Rav Natan say this only with respect to tumah? That's what we're talking about over here, tumah. Tanah shenitno. Or did he even say it with respect to Hilchos what? Kashrus. How do you learn Pshat Rav Natan? That relates directly to what I asked you before about Pshat Rav Natan. So I expect an answer from you by tomorrow. Spend the time as wisely, and we'll have to try to finish whatever we can tomorrow. Maybe we'll start a few minutes early, maybe, just to try to get everything in. Because Sunday, we have to start the Chazar. Okay? Okay. Good.
So, there was many in
We're told to talk about Kasher and Kalim. Thank you very much. The Tosa says there seems to be a stira. In one place, the Gemara says, "I'm stuck on my Torah, Eidat Licheres, Sheni Yotam Nedof Yoliyolam." And the very same daf I'm stuck on the Chlam and the Beis, the Gemara has cases where you can't cash a cheres. Rabbi Natan says something which we still don't know what he means. He said, "It's not Rama Rabbi Natan. It's Elo Choshev Yotam Nedof Yo." The kaimach is tiko natsik a chli chodosh, she kain derek chli cheresh, osnos and nosnos of a kipshon antika. At the end, the expression Kli Chodesh is dramatized a little by Tulsa. They use the expression Panim Chadoshim. Yeah, we quipped about Sheva Brachos. So we know that expression from. But I asked you a question. We left the end of the shiur with the following, what I call the $64,000 question, which no one gave an answer for so far. When Tulsa at the end, that Tanur Kol Shah Vishah Masikim Ibifnim, Vilav Kiponim Chadoshim Zdami Vitzorah Shvira. They say the Achidish only in Hilchos Tuma, which is the original great question over here, Tana Shen Nitma, or do they say it even with respect to Hilchos Kashrus? How'd you learn Tosfos? Nope. Anybody have any suggestions? Let's check. The last two lines of Tosfos, what do they mean? Now, while you're pondering that question again, I want to read you the Tosfos I answered to see in Zvachim, that's Tadivah. Just to see a little bit of their lush. They start off like our Tosfos. They say it's basically the same thing as our Tosfos Shant. Here, it's basically the same. They start off as our Tosfos does. And then they say as follows. Hey, carefully. As Bezet Svara Loma, the Fisha Hechmer Bo Akos of Lechol Shoki Balua, in the case of Kotchik, V'dafka v'hag'ola eino yotze v'dei dofyo. Abo v'hag'zoras kivshonos yotze. Moses now takes this, says head on. The stira was, it says in the Gemara, that it's eino yotze v'dei dofyo li'ola. And the very same Gemara says on the same page in Avlam Avad Beis, that it can be katering with libun. The Tosfos says, no problem. The Tosfos, the Gemara means eino yotze v'dei dofyo ordinarily, but it's an exception. The exception is Hachzoras Kivshonos. Hachzoras Kivshonos is Yotze. What does that mean? Hachzoras Kivshonos is Yotze. So we suggested maybe Tosfos that there are all. There are all that Benek Abayas explains that Hagolas Maflit Yotze is Motzi is a Tam. And the Torah says that you can never pull the Tam out of a Klicheres. However, Liban says there are works for Torahs. Sreif of Imkomo. Yeah, pulling it out. You can never get it out of the Klicheres. You can burn it up inside. It'll just disappear off the face of the earth. You'll never get it out. So there are all says. Perhaps that's what Tosfos means. That's why I wanted to see that Lashon. V'dafka v'hagola and yotze v'dei dofyo. Abel v'hagzoras kivshonos yotze. Oh, that's the pretty thing. It starts off, that's why you have to look at it. It starts off right on top. On top. Rabbi Natami Omer, the whole story, Kenan Kadoshim, the same business over here. Then they ask a bunch of kash, and they come out with this line. So I'm still not sure. Is this last line also Rabbi Natami speaking to or someone? Okay. If that's Rabbi Natami saying, so the question becomes, when is the Panach Kadoshim story for? Just say Pashim. Just say that it comes out with Liban. So as a matter of fact, there was some Pashim, that's why I got this is the last line about Tosfos. We'll say, Enoch Inami. As far as kashering, you don't need to really so much the Panach Kadosh story. Rabbi Natam really means to say what basically the Ra'ah says. And when it says in the last line, it's a chance, it's all one big thing, and then Rabbi Natam is self-explanatory. What he really means is like more or less like the Ra'ah. And this whole Panach Kadosh is only a restriction of Tumah. Because for Tumah, you have to have a Panach Kadosh. And if it's a Tana which goes in and out all the time, it's nothing special, there's no Panach Kadosh, you have to break it. But in Hilchos Kashrus, it would work. Huh? Well, they have to break something, so then that would also be the din. But Hilchos Kachim is still a little bit problematic. Because in Hilchos Kachim, the question, what's Pshat in the Torah is Zeres HaKosov? We understand what ordinarily the Pshat in the Zeres HaKosov of the Torah is, that you can't get it out. And Torah. Kivshonos. I already know about the Kivshonos of Yerushalayim because they're Rabbanan. There's no zoning laws in the Torah. V'yesh lo machidashu, she'tiro ha'kosev shvira. V'hav amin lo mahanin shvira, kemish ha'zayin tam katas v'cheret, v'sorok she'atam botol min ha'olam, k'lobos din ha'chol shalom shalom rita shtifo. Avo v'shita, the koshken ha'chzorot k'vshona se mahanin pei. Says Tosa. That it would work, with have a chomer. There's a Tosa shita here in Zvachim Nafsadiva. And according to the question, so therefore, what does it mean it works? It works becomes part of Chazoshes, or it works that it takes out the time. That's true. That's what Tosas is over here. That the nature of the Gzeres HaKazos is so kibishul baluah, but it's still because of the Bliya, or the equivalency of Bliya. So therefore, it's entirely possible to learn Pshat. That's Tosas. That it would work with Tav HaChomer. This is Tosas Shita here in Zvachim Nafsadiva. And according to the question, so therefore, what does it mean it works? It works becomes part of Chazoshes, or it works that it takes out the time. That's true. That's what Tosas is over here. The nature of the Gzeres HaKazos is so kibishul baluah, but it's still because of the Bliya, or the equivalency of Bliya. So therefore, it's entirely possible to learn Pshat. Let's presume how to drive Shmuel learn Pshat. And the Achzoras has shown us it's going to work, so they take out the Bliya, and therefore, in a Chanam, you wouldn't need Shviras Plicheres. Shviras Plicheres means a Chiddush, that even Shviras Plicheres works. Kavachomer Libun Plicheres. That's what Tosas is Zvachim Nafsadiva. And the Pashtas, although they use the Mashal over here of Achzoras Kivshonah, the Pashtas Suha Dinami, the case of Cheres Mibifnim. What's the difference for Pashtas? There is no difference. Mika Radin. Unless the Mayor suggests only because of Pana Chazoshim. Yes, no. What is all over besides Kashmir? No, the Rod is not anything about Tumas. The Rod is talking about Kashmir. So I don't say a word about Tumas. So that's the question what Tosas means. Yes. I quoted it from a secondary source. That's what I happened to see. It's Rav Shmuel. He didn't quote anybody. He only quotes who says Faker. Who says Faker? He quotes the Sefer Shara Melech. Shara Melech, one of the Gedolei Apostles. Shara Melech on the Rambam. In Tzumat, I believe it is. Where he says that no. There's not. At this din, the whole hepter, even for Macholas Asur, is based upon Ponim Chadoshes. And when Tosa says, La Ponim Chadoshes is Tzorach Shvira, it's not only Tzorach Shvira in Ilchus Tumah, but it will be Tzorach Shvira in Ilchus Kashrus. You can't use it. That gives you the impression. There are many times here, as opposed to the way it's quoted in Zvachim. And I told you, Zvachim, I'm not sure that's really Rabbeinu Tam. It could be a second day in Tosa. You're looking at Tosa Shans. Is there a Tosa Shans here? Am I ever Tosa Rash Boya? No, but you'll look, you'll see, you look it up, you'll see. Is it in Atalua?
No.
Okay, whatever, you'll see it's something similar. It's not clear that's Rabbeinu Tam. So presumably, you learn Rabbeinu Tam in a totally different way. That somehow this Ponim Chadoshes Svara works in Uchas Kashrus. That sounds like voodoo. We always thought that Ponim Chadoshes was a scientific idea. We always thought that Hilchos Hagolah basically works with science, Torah Mada. Whatever you can get out, you can get out. You can't get out, you can't get out. Kabbalah Kapolto works with the definitions based upon the levels of heat, etc. But if you hold out to Shara Melech, it's a completely different word. Completely different. So what is this completely different word? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what a different word is. Once, I will only share with you one idea, which is printed in Masorah Beis. Masorah Beis, the Rav Shechter Shlita, has a long kutras called the Easter Rishdamshis B'Kli Shena Ben Yomah. very important kuntras. He's mechadash a chiddush gadol ma'od. Pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam. Chiddush gadol menorah, I should say. A better way to say it. His chiddush runs like this. He's been assuming all along the problem is simply the problem with kashering is if you don't kasher, the food's going to be trade. That's the pasuk pshat. We read the Gemara and not mem dalet. The Gemara says if you're tam ki iker, that's the whole source of tam ki iker is geyule midyan. That means if you don't kasher, the food's going to be trade. Right? That's the pasuk pshat. Well, that presumes that not bar not the isura. Remember that phrase? Nosantam means it goes from the treatment to the pot, and the pot into the kosher food, is a concept of midoraisa. Not, that's a weird answer. Not by not the sewer is doraisa. So if you will not kosher the pot, what's going to happen? The treatment taste will go from, which came from the food to the pot, now rebounding back into the food, and render a treatment at Torah. We saw the Lashon in the Rosh. The Rosh said so. It's Ostam and Atar, we just saw it yesterday before. Ostam and Atar, if he's in a Ben Yomo. And it's not kosher. Fine. However, Rav Shechta cites the Prima Gadim, which I looked up, says it there, in Simon Tzadi, and the Shach, Simon Tzadi, Dalas, Kotten Chav Beit, we quote two sources. I couldn't find either of them, unfortunately. It was an Yitzhak Vahedder, but I looked it up in that place where he says it, I couldn't find it. Maybe it's a mistake in the type. I'm gonna find it. That's a good idea, look at the new version. Okay, huh? Okay, look it up in Sadi Dala, Sivkot and Chav Dala. Then you'll be able to find it. Sivkot and Chav Beit, thank you. Look there, we'll be able to find it, the original source. He quotes the Issa Veheta and a Smak. They both quoted the same, I haven't yet seen the original, but even then I was part of it, look it up. Who say, not by not the Yisuras, the Rabbanos. Huh? Goes against everything we ever trained in our youth. We learned Yeridea. We always were taught that not by not the Yisuras, the right so well. I'm not saying we don't hold our way, probably won't post all the way, but there is a sheet which says it's the Rabbana. The Rabbana. He's just quoting these two sheets. I don't think he's decided to make things definitive stand.
Is he quoting anyone else or not?
Goes to.
Is there any
order? No. The result of this is radical. I mean, you can take a tray for pot, ben yomo, cook kosher food, and it's kosher. With the rice. It's what? So the question is an obvious question. So how's the Gemara to be favorish on the Memdala Medeis and the Sef of Sochem? If we looked it up. Yol Tam Kikas Doraisa. You derive it from Giyule Minyan. What are you talking about? So Chanat Barnat, that Tam is irrelevant, it's nothing, it's zero. So what are you saying? Oh. So the answer is, this is Rav Shechta's Holy Yisod in this Maimer, that there exists an Itzah Doraisa, Lihishtamesh, the Kliyasa. Giyule Midyan. So there's an interesting Gemara, Memdala Debes. Gemara says, like, Giyule Midyan according to one day, the day which holds that Tam Kika is the Rabbanan. What's that Giyule Midyan? What's that Giyule Midyan? Chidushu. The Chidushu breaks the rules. However, according to this, what Shida was saying now, even the Mandama, a Tam Kika is a Raisa, Giyule Midyan end up being some kind of a Chidush. The Chidush is also a Raisa, the Shtamesh. The clay iser. Nature of the iser. Not because of what comes out, because it's going to render the Michael trait. Not necessarily. Because if you hold not by not the Yisuras, there are bonus to be a Torah law, it would not render the Michael to be trait at all. Because it's not by not the Yisura. That's the Rabbanan only, because of the sheet. Never is an iser and a Torah to use such a clay. Separate iser, iser stamshus. So we call this radical. No, we never heard of this thing. We always grew up thinking that you have to kasher a kli because otherwise, if you don't kasher the kli, the food's going to be trade. Push. Now he's saying no. It's an Easterish option. If I'm not mistaken, I think I once brought a riot to this. So, I believe it's a smack. That's she told us. I think I once had a aura. I think the smack, if I'm not mistaken, I have to look it up. Hold. It's in this book somewhere. They have to make a bracha on Agolas Kelim. We assume not that way. Maybe look at that point. I think it's somebody talks about it. We, of course, we don't make a bracha when you salt meat. You make a bracha? Of course not. You shouldn't be able to have to eat dam. Make a bracha when you take out the gira nosha, the chelim? No. So I always thought, our goal is, you're taking out the yisr, There shouldn't be nichshol in tapas when you're cooking spaghetti. Let's cook your potatoes. What kind of bracha? Ah, he's suggesting now that the smak of the shitoso, he holds that not for not to sue it to our bottom. So the food's never going to become treif anyway. So what's the whole problem? That each is tamshes, they're not allowed to use such a kli until you kasher, go through an act of kashering. So that act of kashering might be viewed as a mitzvah, like lav, that's right, like vilas kelim. Vilas kelim would be a good analogy because of his opinion. That's my whole stuff. That's not in this, I don't want, I'm not sure if I'm right, I'm not sure if it's smart. That's not in this misora. It's one of the two that the prima donna quotes holding up on that, the two of the rabbon. So that's the thing, I think I had a horror, if I'm not mistaken. Finally, the shittot. Now, if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we can understand, Rabbi Shach understands the rush. We have a look at the rush in Siman Zion. We saw the rush twice already, but, again now, the loop shot. In a minute, that has very relevant ramifications. I don't hear what you're saying at all. Up to the end. Give it, give me a chance. All right, you gave it away. All right. Alzera's there. May not let me finish up. Okay, he's got the cat out of the bag. That shot in the Rabbeinu Tami suggests. He's what do you mean, Panam Chadashas? What kind of Panam Chadashas? It's still a Bliya Tisser. What are you talking about? If he meant like the Ra'ah, it would be good. But the Pashas in the Rabbeinu Tami is not like the Ra'ah. So he wants to suggest over here on page Peches to follow. And therefore, the pshat is, if you put it back in the kivshonus upon chadoshes, it's not considered the same kli. It's a kli chadosh, not a kli yoshon, and therefore it's not labeled a kli shenis bashevo iser anymore. Ein achinami is still considered a bliya. Big deal. That's a very fascinating pshat. It's not when Tom Kika is true, but nevertheless, he may still hold a Napa Nazi steward. There are bonus. No serum. He's not for Tom Kika the first time around, not the second time around. That's Rav Shechel's interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam. I figured no one's going to guess this pshat. So I thought that you have some third pshat. I don't know. We have two pshat Rabbeinu Tam. Apparently, the standard interpretation, which is the Mogad Avrom and the Rasha, is that the Rabbeinu Tam is to be explained based on this end of his host as well. So one long continuation. And therefore he holds like there are all more or less. But you have to also stuff left out that part. It could be the printer left it out. I mean, the rug is some of the towels. All of a sudden they left on the out. Why? They leave it out. What? Why? The printer had no room. He left it out himself and he put it in his rug. Don't make a big tumble out of the fact that it's missing over here. We have to be careful that, you know. But apparently, it's only here. That they left another shot right in the top. That's our Shechel Lam shot. That's apparently Shechel Melech Lam shot. I mean, I don't know if he's this exact verb, but not that it's going with the Malach Tosfos Zvachim, which approximates the Ra'ah. Fine. With this, by the way, he wants us to shot in Heter Ebola. What's right, Heter Ebola? You're like the Rambam, but you do the Kasherim before, it becomes notes, so we understand very well. We've explained the last 2 days. Hold up, the Raiv is, so what? You do the Kasherim after it became notes, so it's already became an instant Bidof Ne'akli. So Rosham says, no. That completion is bashlo yisus. Because bishat nice, it wasn't us. Tom is only the rabbanon, not banat b'yisura. It's only the rabbanon, so they weren't knocking so much. That's a new pshat in the rabbanon. And with this, you want to say pshat in the rush. What did the rush say? The rush said, why didn't they make an isur to kasher eina ben yom? Happened. Where are we? The Russian Simon Zion. Where's our Russian? We talked about the contrast between the Xer and the Benyama to Benyama by a clear cooking in and a clear kashering in. So Gazmina Lahagel the cliche and a Batsyomo. Hot the cliche Batsyomo. The Ken Lahagel cliche and Benyama, hot the cliche of Benyama. He hated Gazmina Lavasha the cliche and a Benyama, hot the cliche of Benyama. Because you only make a gzera in a kli shemavashlimbo. I only kli shemavashlimbo. Why not in a kli which ain't a mavashlimbo? So Rav Shapta has a lumdish of pshat. We said before, a very practical pshat. When he quotes the Rosh in the bottom, he says, look at Rav Moshe Tshuva, in Yerodeah Chelek Gimel Simel Chav Tes, down the Mamma Kamis, was a different pshat in the Rosh. But here's Rav Shapta's pshat as follows. Here the Rabbanah was only by Kli Shalitza Shele Ben Yomo. Because why? The Michael of the Mutter anyway, which is not the town of God. So what's the nature of the Rabbanah? Shalol Levasha B'Kli Shalitza. Shalol Levasha B'Kli Shalitza. What do you mean Kli Shalitza? A Kli Shalitza B'Vasha B'Bo. A Kli, you don't call a Hagolah process a Kli Shalitza B'Vasha. It's not called a Kli Shalitza. That's his suggestion. Might not convene it. But Moshe is a tshuva there. About a dishwasher. Dishwasher ain't a ben yomo shimutah. I think it was from his son, right? Rav David finds his sleep and suggested, dishwasher, no problem. Wait 24 hours and use it. I say in a ben yomo shimutah ben yomo, but it stays on the rush. And they never made it there in a ben yomo, only by Klisha Mavashna though. No one cooks in a dishwasher. So Rav Moshe says, child, I think on a practical level, see, Rav Moshe went to rush the way we learned the rush. Not that it's Mavashna. The question is a little bit on whether you're going to make a mistake, not going to make a mistake. So the Rosh gave two reasons here. One mistake was no mistake. It's certainly going to make a mistake in the dishwasher. The other shot the Rosh gave, the other slant was the chance of being a Zaraitz. That, then the dishwasher would be okay. So the Rosh said two Zaraitz and there's a big not to be for a dishwasher. Lenny of Dyke. Yes? So, you have a Rosh Hamadazar phrase somewhat differently? Let's read it from the Rosh Hamadazar. Where are you reading? We're watching the Rosh. What Perikay, Simon, what? One second. Take a look. It might be close to Rosh in the Sech of Sof. But you know, Bozev, Limed, Alzeh. So it's the same seat, basically. Here it is. Gazvin and Gabi Hagolah, Klisha, Ein, Ben Yom, Asa, Ben Yom, Kedah, Gazvin and Hapa. Came and Ein, Tzorach, Tzorach, Ein, Tzorach, Lemei Hagolah, Lo Gazvin, Elba, Shula, Tavsha. Because it's still going to be used in the 24 hours in some case or other. Yes?
We're also talking
about
not right now
for
the
Sura. Cannot. It's Blaise Milch, you're saying. Aha. You're saying we shouldn't make a he's talking about a trap dishwasher. He's taking a Blaise Milch dishwasher. It's Dirk of Imutta by Enem and Yomo.
No, it's
a Chat Chila.
Why, you're
cooking a Yomo. The dishwasher's not cooking. That's the whole part over here. Because if you're right, but on the other hand, if it's made a mistake, he put that other svar in the rush. And it's not going to make a mistake when it comes to Hagolah. But dishwasher would certainly make a mistake. You forget, you know, your 24-hour clock. Forget. So again, I'm not being matter about Allah Almighty, for sure. But Rav Moshe's son, Rav David, wants to be matter it. Rav Moshe had to walk him out of it. Shut the clock. Who's going to shut the clock over there?
A shatat chak.
A shatat depends on the dishwasher it's made from. It's made from plastic or from metal. It's from Kashan kasher. It's made from pulse, and that's a problem.
Right in the house.
Schwartz, you wash your dishes. You wash your dishes by hand.
Pulse is not for oil. Plastic, don't have paper. Yeah, we mentioned that. What? I don't understand you at all. A dishwasher is water flowing all over the place. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe happens to be a master of the same dishwasher from the middle of inflation. Why? Not by not the hetera. Because the tape goes from the
plate to the water.
The feet to the plate and the plate to the wall. Alright, and a dying cooler hetera. That's what Moshe Shiva about dishwashing. Master is one dishwasher in place in the middle of it. In different racks. What are you trying to show me over here?
Gimel
Chafetz. Gimel Chafetz, Thank you. Yeah. 1 minute, please. Don't know. Anyway, this is an important yisod. Mind up, give me what this whole kutch is doing over here in this Torah. I'll tell you what comes. He tells you that the last line is the giveaway. The last page, I should say, is the giveaway for this whole vort over here. What's the printed over here for? OU came under attack. What happened? OU made tuna fish. All right. The tuna is unfortunately become a major controversy. Which is the whole issue of whether the fish is kosher or trade. I don't want to go into that. It's nothing to do with this at all. Once you have against the tuna fish, you're suddenly trying to find everything wrong with the tuna fish. It's made with cat food and it's made with this, with that. So they found out, apparently, that when they heat up the tuna fish cans, they heat up something called a retort. A retort is a steam system. And apparently, they use the same plastic rack to put the tuna fish cans in, and then they use the same plastic rack to put the other food, which is not kosher, in their respective cans, the same factory.
They're in the cans.
Sealed cans. Wait a minute. So, you never know. You never know if it'll go through. Maybe the blea will go from the trefa can into the tray. And then, when it gets steamed up for the next time, because after we know that steam, we didn't mention yesterday, even though you can say zeh not, but steam zichra is treated as rotev, it'll go from the tray into the tuna fish can. Slowly. On the footnote, it says that the chemists say it's impossible. Can't go through. Nothing to talk about. Can't go through. Okay, but Luya Tsuya, it could go through. So, Rav Shachter writes in the last page that maybe, he matter it on the ground that it ain't a Benyomo. And if it's a Benyomo, it'll be certainly both of Beshishim. And it's a Dako, the Shtamash Beshefa. We discussed, you know, the poskim say the poskim say it's mutter. But now the very last page is now a different vortia. Look, list lechilei thinks it wouldn't be because after all it's not as kavanah. Some rishonim say, Elamai, the whole nature of the yisur is shel levashel bekli shalisa. That's the yisod over here. Not the levashel bekli shalisa. So he says. Plastic rack. That's not a cliche listener. Now, but it's not cooking in those plastic racks. It's cooking in the cans or whatever. It's not cooking in the rack. And therefore, he suggests that this would not be any problem. And he would matter Eina Ben Yom or matter Dako Shalosh B'Shefa because of this tzvor. Wow. So the tzvor ended up being a cooler in the case of the tuna fish can. But that's a detail, that's the last page, but the whole Mahalach is fantastic. And a new approach to Hagolah, completely different than everything we ever learned. And it's based on his interpretation of Rebbeinu Talmud, I found now it's called a Shara Melech interpretation. Again, what did you say about when I grow up in the Marashah? Okay. Doli Olam. I looked at it, I was desperate to try to find out what Rebbeinu Talmud really said, because it's so clear of it. I looked at the Sefer Yosher, I couldn't find it. I looked at the Nozeruah, I looked at all the other. I couldn't find anywhere an earlier Makkah than this. And here we have our toast to Rashba here, and the toast is Zvachim. I'm still not exactly sure what the right shot is. I just don't know for sure. Okay, on both sides. This takes care of this idiom. Whatever. You don't know what it could be. Who knows what they have in there? Who knows? I don't know what they have. Okay. Anyway, let's go by. There is a topic which I wanted to discuss, which I simply cannot do, not have time. And I wanted to tell you that I don't have time. Maybe we'll do it if we have the shiurim next week after the official mass. Maybe we'll talk about this. That's the meaning of Liban Kal. We've mentioned it a number of times. We've mentioned it a few times as a concept which can work even if Liban Chama can't work. Excuse me. If you cannot achieve Liban Chama, maybe you need Tosus Nitzin, maybe you can't get Kabbalah Kapolto. Again, there's a thing called Liban Kal. We see it in the Rishonim over here, but we don't know where does it come from. What is the getter of it? The truth is, it's really not found in Pesachim. If you look on the Daf of Pesachim, all the Rishonim, so you won't find it anywhere in Pesachim. It's a concept really about, it comes from a Sabbath about Zohar, the concept of Liban Kal. So therefore, although really it's very much no gear to our Yonis, but simply we said we don't have any time, we'll have to just postpone it for a week. Maybe if we have Shir afterwards, we'll have it, and those who want to find out can find out, get the tape, and if you don't, but most of it's printed over here in this Dvar Torah and Mesorah. Liban Kal is on the following pages we haven't done yet, which is really page Zion through title, those four pages. You have it in the handout. What I want to discuss today is what's on page Tzadi Aleph over here, which is the Indian of our Gemara Pesach. But the Gemara says about Roskin, the Roskin of the Kli Rishon. What exactly is Roskin? What does Roskin mean? That's the question. So here's a fascinating Ramah. The Ramah says in Simet Tov Nun Beis, on the Maram HaKayimit, Sif Aleph, you require Maram Roskin. The Ramah understood the Mechaber to mean that you don't require Maram Roskin. The Brewers, the Sukkot, Nei Chatz Shalom, you misunderstood the Mechaber, you also had to require Mayim Rosh, and everybody required Mayim Rosh, and tomorrow, you require Mayim Rosh. The Posh of Shad is a Megurah, so it's not the way. The Goy after the Seed said, Shad the Mechaber, but he holds the way now, it's a different story, is that it's enough to have Yad Tzol Eretz Bo. I said, Rosh Sin. He says, no, he says, look at the Gemara Shabbos of Mebeis, he's looking at the Bishul Chaburut. He says, over there, Ha'il says, Shehevim, Rusachim, Me'ala Esh, so there's a din of chiyuv of official b'shabbos. There it certainly means yad to let it go. Don't need roskin to have official b'shabbos. You see, the word roskin does not necessarily mean boiling. It means yad to let it go. And even the Ramah, who says roskin, may only say so for the reason we mentioned yesterday when it came to Nisotos Nitzin, Kibbolah Kachfolto. You never know how it's going to be. That's why you need roskin. So the Groh is master that Yad Tzol Eretz Bo would work even if it went in at a high temperature. That's a Chiddush Nifnei. But that it works, it's beneath boiling. If it went in beneath boiling, that's Pashup Shat. Is that way. And the only reason you need boiling is to guarantee that it didn't get in any coming in any hotter. The same as they told us this, according to the Shuvas Rashi, base Rashi, that they hold Kabbalah Kafoto, they only require the Gemara, they told us this, is to guarantee that it's hot enough no matter what temperature it came in at. Oh. They wanted to bring a Rashi from the Ran and the Avodah Zarah. The Ram brings a Raya in Avodah Zarah. It's in Pesachim a little bit too. A little bit. But in Avodah Zarah, it's more Mavur. He says, you have to, he's a Chiddush Gadol. Let's take a look at the Ram in Pesachim so we should see at least what we have over here. And, this is as follows, Rav Osai. Does Hagolah take place in the Kli Rishon, Al HaEsh, or even the Kli Rishon which is off the Esh? The Lash of the Gemara in Pesachim, the Flamen of Avodah was, how does it mean Rostam B'Klirish? Must it be on the fire or not necessarily? Right here he talks about it a little bit. First white line. He says, V'Aslash me the third white line. 16. Alright? Vata Shmina, Sh'af al Tisha, Meshtapas, Molefam, and Ba'ol, Shakhtar, Al Gabe Ha'ur, Berosim, the Klevisha, Berosim, the Kirilishan Sagi, the Hainu, Liakashe, Viru, Me'ala Ur, the Bechiai Gavna, Mikri Klevishan. And he quotes the Mom in the Sechta Shabbos, that the expression Klevishan means after it's taken off the fire. Of course, when it's on the fire, it's also Klevishan. But when the Gemara uses the expression Klevishan, it very often means even if it's off the fire. So says the Ran here in the Sechta Pesach. Right, everyone see the place? And it's in the first few wide lines on page Chet, Amud Beis. However, In Avodah Zarah, he would suggest a different shot. Maybe you require Allah Eish proper. Why? Because it says the roast of the Klivish. The roast. And the word roasted means dafka on the fire. That's in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. Now, the my raya is as follows. If the word roasted means roasted, so how does the Ran know this chiddush that it means Allah is dafka? Maybe the word roasted is used kipshuto to teach you that the water has to be boiling. How does the Ran know that it has to dafka be on the fire? So I got the impression that perhaps the Ran and the Fayin Dalam and Beis in the steps of Avodah Zarah held that maybe it does not have to be that hot to be absolutely boiling. I'm going to find that Ran, one second. I'm going to come to it soon. In a while. A minute. Nope. Somewhere here. I'll see this minute. Somewhere here. So I thought maybe it's arrived at a sheet of sagro. You wouldn't need actually boiling. But we'll see in a little while whether it's true or not true. Anyway, our Moshe has referred in a Chelek Aleph Siman Samach that I asked you to take a look at, that the only reason you require roasting is to guarantee that you hit the higher temperature. But Eina Chanami, if you knew for a fact that it wasn't any higher, then you wouldn't need roasting. That's what I'm looking for here.
It says
Sultan. Yeah. Whatever it is. In here it says Beferish, and it's true, but. Oh. This. As the Chol and the Nakos are there, Chom Sheyos the Godel. It's enough to have 170 degrees. It's good enough. Because Meikar Adin, Sagi, Kifi, Derech, Tashmishan. Yeah, we always have Mach, but they have four, because we never know how hot it is. If you're in a factory, we know exactly how hot it is. It's good enough. Oh. Now the question is, Rabbi Osai, what exactly does it mean, boiling water? Aula, the Rosh, and the Lush, and over here, Pesachim, Shalo Yanuchu Mayim in Haresicho. What does it mean, Resich? Roasting. What do the words with the roasting mean? I wasn't sure what the words meant. So, the... boil water in your life. You ever boil water? Good. So... after boil water. First thing you notice is that the city is a bubble. Bubbles. It's a bubble. The bubble starts on a little here, a little there. So, Rav Sternbach writes, in order of Zmaninus, I believe in the Pesach, has to be filled with bubbles. Mali ababuo. See, bubbling. All you have is bubbles all over the place, can you then use it for kasher. However, his lashon there is mashma. There's enough, some bubbles. Mali ababuo is only a chumra. If there's some few bubbles, it's good enough. Now, you look, you'll see it. It starts bubbling long before it fills bubbles. Big difference. The temperature has some bubbles and fills bubbles. You get the pressure enough to have some bubbles. So I'll tell you the truth, I looked up in the Rishonim, and I didn't find the fairish lashon of bubbles. We'll see soon in the Aram Chalav and Adaf, which says something which we'll have to analyze. But it's a different lashon. Resicha. What does resicha mean?
Boiling.
I know that, but what does that mean? What do the words mean? So perhaps I thought it might mean that, you know, when the water gets very hot, it starts steaming. Right? Steam comes up. But maybe it meant steam? Maybe that's what it means. If a very thick steam comes up, that might also be considered receiving. I wasn't sure. Then I found Aram Chalav, and I want to help me figure out what he meant. Very interesting. How is that? This is solid. Yeah. There's the Mishnah Brewer, by the way. The Mishnah Brewer says in Tufnun Beis that if you have a kli which is Nesa B'Irui, you have to kasha that kli, you don't need roasted. You don't need roasted. It's enough to have Yad Selezbo. Mezes Kula. Because the only time you need Ralston, the Mishnah Berurah says, I think it comes from a previous article. The only time you need Ralston is when you have Klirish and Mamish. You have to kasher with Ralston. But when you're kashering something which became treif with Irui, it's enough to have Yad Soledes. Well, it's relevant. For example, you want to kasher a sink. A stainless steel sink, you want to kasher for Pesach. So this is done all the time. So what do you do? It's a kasher with Irui, all right? Before it's Kibola Kanpolto. But to get Irui to guarantee it's going to be roast and proper, not so pushing. So the answer is what we do in our house. We take two big pots and fill them up to the top and boil them. And we stuff up the sink. You know, you turn that thing on the drain and stuff up. We pour the, I do it myself, this is a tough job. You take these big pots and pour the boiling water over them. Make sure you hit every last surface directly on the bottom. And then we try a little bit on the side, because that's where most of the blia probably came in, on the side towards the bottom. And I'm always afraid, what if a mashu got in even on the top? Come with the pedal for mashu. So we do that after we finish putting the two pots, fill up half the sink, approximately. Then I just put on the hot water. It's a good, depends on the day. It's a good day. The hot water comes in pretty hot. And then we fill up all the way to the very, very top. Now, by the time that happens, you fill up half of it is boiling, lumish. The other half is hot, very hot. See, some cold is not going to be boiling anymore. So what did I accomplish? So first of all, it could be Kibola Kapolto. The heat that this combination of water reaches is... But beyond that, what I'm saying is that the if it came in through Irui, or Klisheni, or something of this nature, then maybe you don't need enough Yasleth. Yasleth is what it is. Very, very hot kind of water. Here, I found Maram Chalav. Look what he says. Look what he says. It's like this. I found it. Different point. Talks about the definition of Roschim. And he quotes Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel. Yeah. I just said Yonas and Ben Uziel. It's another Yonas. It's called two Yonas and Ben Uziel. Believe it or not. 1 minute, we'll try to find it still. Anyway, well, I'll tell you what he said if I can, and you'll find it for me later. But the talk of Yonas and Ben Uziel, that tells you what Rostam is. I can't, somewhere in this page. It says as follows. It says, Resicha is what Meir said before. When you take it off the fire, the resicha is nocha. The resicha stops. Oh yeah, but I can't, just right now I can't find it. He says as follows. Find a lady to show me where it is. He says like this. He says that resicha is what he calls ketzef. What is ketzef? For the target, the owner of Ben Uziel, the person can catch up on Pnei Hamayim, with Sikh. What is catch up? Foam, bubbles. Oh, they even modern human use the word for today. They use the word catch up for foam. Huh? Whipped cream. I mean, it's a foamy thing. Foam or bubbles. That's a source from Ababuah, which I didn't see elsewhere. Catch up on Pnei Hamayim, so he says that's called with Sikh. Now, I think what the Maram Chalav I think is saying is that the minute you take a bubbling pot and put it off the fire, guess what's going to happen? The bubbling will stop. The bubbling will stop. That's right. You turn off the flame. You're right. As soon as you turn off the flame, that second the bubbling stops. Now, so that, but it's the whole discussion in the Poskim. Can you kashrifically rishon she'eino al ha'esh? Some say yes. Some say no. Those who say no, we understand very well. It has to be roasted. Others say it depends if it came in that way or out that way. If it came in on the fire, it has to go out on the fire. We understand why. Because although Klirishin, which is taken and removed from the fire, has the status of Klirishin and Nichol's Bishel, the Nichol's Shabbos, but it's partial, there's no ketchup, there's no foam, there's no bubble. And therefore it's not good enough. I found it. Mazel tov. Took me long enough. It's the other, in this edition, the bottom of page Memchess. One second. is Mikolhani Shamina Dalacha Shisilku Me'alaesh Mikwi Klirishin. Like the Ran says, still called a Klirishin. Vichitema Imkei, my roast in the Kama. Tadavi Adua Shemiyat Shemistalkin Ota Me'alaesh Nocho Resicha. Holo Kasha. The Resicha Zu Hainu Ketef Shalamala Al Pnei Akli. He gives a whole bunch of other examples of this. What's he saying? I just foam it even after it's taken off the frame. I'm not sure what he means.
The second you shut off the water,
yes. Stop. The bubble stop right away. Immediately. No? Really? I'm not sure, but this is a very important piece here. The remarkable Alma. I'm not sure what the Alma means. He's a funny mushel. He says the famous mushel of Amalek that they jump to a Yorah or Sacha. Even Amalek, even the Meshuggah, covered Ben Belial, even a Meshuggah that was jumping to a boiling. He's not going to go and on the fire. That Meshuggah is not. That's what he says. So he says, it could be roasted without being on the fire. But then he says, if roasted meant what I thought it meant, steam, wipe shot, good. But Ketet doesn't mean steam. Ketet means foam. I thought the foam and the bubble stopped as soon as you take it off the fire. I don't understand. I'm not exactly sure what to make of this Maram Kalam. He says that after you take it from the fire, it's no chorus, Zicha. And then he says, yeah, but it's still Ketet. I thought, okay, that the bubble stops, the steam keeps going. But he says, I don't know what he means.
What did he say the bubbles do? What did he say the bubbles don't?
Oh, it's a simmon. It's just a sign that the water's hot. That's all. It's a sign. The bubbles themselves are up, yeah.
You ever make a tea or something that doesn't come out and you mix like sugar and then something and you spit around and it's kind of muddled. It's foam. You get a white, thick white foam on the top of the drink.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe
beer also has foam, but that's not what we're talking about. Exactly, but I don't mean that. Okay, Rabbi Osai. This is some of what I wanted to discuss. We fell far short of learning all the halachas of Hagolah. So let me first, before I begin the other inyanim, you may have some questions you want to ask. Practice, thinking about kashrut. We try to cover most of the practice lessons. I'll let you ask a few questions if you do. Yes,
Rabbi. Yeah,
that one's discussed next week. We'll leave it college. The mice is going on for an hour. We assume that that's my AB is leaving Chomer. Because it's a bowl of Katolta. But if it's not leaving Chomer, it should at least be leaving Kat. An hour. What's wrong now? For what?
They're coming with greater force.
So therefore what?
Less time than whatever's going to be the full meeting of
the summer. Answer your question. What's your question? The reason I
have to get the highest temperature on yourself being saved 2 to 3 hours.
Therefore what?
Say 3 hours under any other circumstance?
No, the difference is as follows. The difference is an hour oven is one with a thermostat. That means if you leave your oven on for an hour straight, it's going to go off by that time. It won't stay on for a full hour. But if I leave it on for a full hour, it's as hot as it ever was. So there's nothing to lose by putting it in. Or ruin the oven. Yeah. Vila? Vila's Kalem?
Right, let's see what.